League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batsman, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Wednesday, the 20th of January. We're here 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Today's guest list for the 10 o'clock show: Mike Ingram, Richard Hunter, Mark Oswalt, Ben Kumar, Craig Erlen, and Zach Mir. 1 o'clock show today, we've got Paul Wallace, Francis Hunt, Sandy Segal, and a rerun of Zach's charting. Right, let's kick off. We've got Zach back, as they say. Zach, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we've got Mike Ingram from the BGC Partners LP. You're a strategist there. Right, kick me off with a thought of the day.
Well, I might get arrested for this, but I would like to see everybody in Davos rounded up and sent to Guantanamo Bay, because I think if this is the world's elite, then they are collectively responsible for the absolute mess the world economy is in. And frankly, I would keep any advice or thoughts they have coming out of it with an absolute bucketful of salt, useless.
That was quite a good soapbox start.
You see me in a- Next time we speak, we'll know what's happened.
I've taken you away. Zach, thought of the day.
I'm jealous that I haven't been invited to Davos.
That's your thought of the day?
Yeah. You'd never pass, security, well, no, Zach.
There are various reasons, but...
We've got a slide, courtesy of Investors Chronicle. Right, we'll come on to that. Right, let's kick off with some slides. Got quite a lot to go through this morning. Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move on to broker upgrades, downgrades. Mitchells and Butler, Anglo, WH Smiths. You chose these, Mike. A couple of lines on each of these, please.
So M&B runs pubs and restaurants, O'Neill's, All Bar One, and Harvester, mostly in the UK and actually Germany. You notice they haven't changed the target price, so this is what I would call a technical upgrade. It reflects the fact that if you look at the stock price, we'll come to the chart, it's been struggling. It's down 40% over the last 12 months, 20% down year to date. It's like many of the companies in the so-called hospitality segment, they've been impacted by the national minimum wage coming in. That's kept costs up. The last trading statement they had, I think the end of November, said, well, they've been impacted by terrorism problems. People aren't going out and spending as much as they used to be. And you'd have to say the whole beer drinking scene is generally gone ex-growth. Anyway, but you know what they're basically saying, Deutsche here, is this thing's become too cheap. It's come down too far. If you believe the forecast numbers, and the forecasts have been relatively stable the last 6 months or so, this is on about 7.3 times forward earnings.
Okay, Anglos.
I know Zach's going to have something to say about this. It's a capitulation trade, really, on Investec. So I could have picked a number of ones in the same space from Investec. They've obviously got a big note out, just going from hold to sell on pretty much everything across the entire mining space. You see that target price, 402, 152. Nobody knows where the bottom on these things are. I think there are 31 analysts covering Anglo American. Only three remain buyers.
Oh, wow. WH Smith's numbers out.
Yeah, WH Smith's, interesting that they got this out so quite so quickly, really, wasn't it? So trading statement out for the 20 weeks to January 6th, I think. It looked very good. They were expecting like for like of 3%. They got 5%. The high street numbers, they were expecting like for like declining 4%. It was actually flat. Travel business doing well. It's actually performed in line with the FTSE more or less so far this year. So it's down about 7%, but it's up about 25% over the last 12 months. So it has been an outperformer, and these numbers are likely to get more grist for the mill.
Understood. Let's have a quick look at the charts on these three. These are as of the close last night. Zach, don't have to be a technician to work out that that's not a great field position.
Well, exactly. I mean, you can't. It's so surprising, given that they run the Harvester chain, one of the finest chains in the world on the hospitality scheme of things. But no, I mean, this looks like a mid-move consolidation. So we get the same move down from now, which is what's that, about 150 pence down there. 150 pence down from there is about £1.80, something like that. So
onwards and downwards.
Onwards and downwards there.
Let's move on to the Anglo chart.
Anglo, yeah, surprisingly, two. £2 wasn't the floor there either. Maybe a pound will be the floor. That seems to be the way of going with this stock. But no, I mean, that we just had a gap down there. Really, there's no point looking for a floor on that.
Okay, understood. And finally, WH Smiths.
They've actually bounced today. I love the way that they still haven't talked about the VAT that they claim off. They claim our VAT savings at airports for themselves.
Okay.
20%, but otherwise uptrend there. And normally when you have a company which does well in that sort of manner, it is a buy. Support there at the 200-day moving average was around, I think, 1580, 1570, and fill that gap up to £17. Domestic plays very much in favour at the moment. I think that's a golden point to remember at the moment. So that's anything on the UK high street looking good.
Okay, let's go to Mike's morning markets. You're here. Read it for me, please.
So overnight, we have seen a renewed slump across Asia. The yen, Japanese yen's on the rise yet again. I think I mentioned last week, Bank of Japan was looking like the only bullish central bank in the world.
Yep.
And eight shares, that's Chinese shares, trading in Hong Kong at a post-great financial crisis low. And in related news, pegs are under pressure. Hong Kong dollar forwards, the weakest since 1999. So I think the Hong Kong dollar might fall over. And Saudi Arabia reportedly orders cessation of currency products, basically, I think, options on forward contracts that would be used to speculate against the Saudi Arabian rial. And as a general note, volatility, things like VIX and VVIX still trending up. So, you know, there are tactical opportunities out there for sure, but you've got to be pretty nimble.
Draconian thing of sort of stopping, the government central banks getting into that banning shorting, banning this, intervening.
Yeah. I mean, we don't like the rules anymore,
we're into the GFC type situation again, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're going into that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to FX Street. Onkar Godbole, the euro, great British pound, hourly chart confirms bullish trend intact. We'll come on to Mr. Carney in a moment, but technically speaking, that looks like a one-way bet, isn't it, Zach?
Yeah, we had this wonderful bull flag here a few weeks ago, and what's that, a few weeks? That's a long chart, but I mean, just that bull flag there worked as a very good signal, and obviously with the fundamentals echoing that too. So, it's difficult to see any top there at all in the near term.
Understood. Let's move on now to Investors Chronicle. Nicole Elliott, the great and the good, which start winding their way up to Davos today, into Davos, Switzerland, today for the annual World Economic Forum, the 46th. Originally started as a clinic because of its clean, dry mountain air. Sponsorship now attracts over 110 million Swiss francs. I think you said it all at the beginning, young Mike.
Well, you said too much already.
Okay. Right, let's move on to what's trending this morning. Hong Kong, Japan, sell-off. Japan entering bear market, ? We've talked about that crowded long for as long as I can remember. IMF cuts global growth forecasts as China slows. We saw that data yesterday. Carney, UK interest rates, now is not the time to raise rates, says Mr. Carney. Unbelievable. Right, let's move on to the top tweets. Mr. Mark Carney on raising interest rates will do the right thing at the right time. No calendar, all down to economic prospects. So rates aren't going up for...
Well,
could they go down?
Who knows? He doesn't know.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. I mean, this will be, in the end, when rates actually rise, it'll probably be due to global factors, which you'll say were out of my control. I really wanted them to stay down, but we had to raise them because of the US.
That's the great thing about the world economy being in trouble. Everybody can blame external factors. Economists are generally saying November for a rate rise in the BOE. Markets are saying closer to Easter next year. Probably, but all this tells me is forward guidance, RIP. It was dead on arrival anyway, quite frankly. And this just tells you, there's no calendar. We'll do the right thing. How Greenspan-esque can you possibly get?
Let's move on to the second Tip TV top tweets. Saudi oil minister says he's optimistic crude prices will rise. Really.
Is that called talking your book?
They're still dumping oil, so they're the reason that the crude oil can't rise.
Yeah,
I would actually take issue with that because Saudi Arabia is the only producer within OPEC that actually has significant additional capacity. I keep saying this, one of the issues that the oil markets currently have to grapple with is the lack of cohesion within OPEC, and that is Saudi Arabia no longer willing to be the swing producer within OPEC. Everybody else in OPEC pretty much is pumping as much as they possibly can. So it's much about the internal politics of OPEC as it is about what OPEC as a whole, because there is no OPEC as a whole, wants to do about US shale et al.
Okay. Yep. We've run out of time. We're going to do some live charting at 10:30. Just as a snippet, how bad are the charts looking, Zach?
Well, I think the FTSE is looking pretty bad. I mean, I said on the recording yesterday, below 5,800, there's nothing there till 5,200, 5,300, and I think probably most people would agree with that.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you for that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.